I love Lisa.
Thanks.
Awesome.
I'll put you right here.
Cool. How's you guys' couple days been so far?
Busy. Busy.
No, but it's been great though. We've been loving it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they change colors.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we're going to send you with one. After we finish this. So.
Perfect.
If you answer all the questions correctly.
Right.
Oh, shoot. I hope I do. I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, I think you'll work out.
We'll see.
So what's been going on with you?
Oh, man. We just recently, I guess it's been a little over a month ago now, finished up the Nico Moon tour. We were on that from January till pretty much right at the start of May.
Mm-hmm.
And that was super, super fun. And then, you know, we got a packed summer with festivals and everything like that. Pretty much on and off every weekend. And then right now, obviously CMA week.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really fun. I got family coming into town, and then we play tomorrow morning at the Chevy Vibe stage. And I think on Sunday we play downtown too. But it's just going to be a busy week. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. A lot of good things going on.
Is this your first CMA Fest that you're involved with?
No, I've been coming here. First one I ever played was in 2017.
Oh, wow.
And I've played, you know, different stages. I've got to, like, kind of grow over the, you know, few years that I've done it. And it's just always a fun ride to get out here and see so many people from all over the place come to one place, you know, to see all their favorite artists. So I love it.
This is our first CMA Fest. Do you have any tips for us to kind of keep the ball rolling, I guess?
Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
It gets hot as hell out here
right this
week. Yeah, it's crazy. So that's the biggest thing. I know sometimes I'll be getting off stage, like, in the middle of the day I've played sets, and it's, like, just soaked. You know, it's just drenched in sweat. It's crazy. But that's the biggest thing. Make sure when you're drinking tequila or whatever you guys take shots of in these glasses right here, get some water in the meantime.
Look, I'm pregnant, and so, like, I've been pushing all the alcohol on them, being their hype girl. Like, take a shot, do it for me, take another one.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So.
And it's not a hard ask to ask us to, like, drink for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Drink,
like,
one for me.
Great.
Yeah. And you're
love
in Nashville.
It. So we play this game with everyone. It's called Burning Questions. So if you want to pick from the Burning Question pile, the questions are kind of...
Some of them are saucy.
You'll see. Yeah. You'll see.
All right. Let's see. What's something non-sexual that turns you on? oh, man, that's a good question. I don't know. I'd probably say, like, obviously, like, seafood. I mean, you know, like, an aphrodisiac?
Yeah, like oysters.
Yeah. I just feel like you go out to a nice dinner or something, you know, it's like you're out there, like,
you
definitely get in the mood. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
100%.
Okay. Lobster,
I'd say that.
Like, oysters.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
A little shrimp cocktail or something, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I like
Favorite
it.
Favorite restaurant to bring a girl to?
There's one here called Moto.
Moto.
It's over by another spot called Cane Prime. Both of them really good, kind of steakhouse seafood.
Do you know what time they close and
time
they open?
They're open pretty late, I think. So.
Is there some people in this industry who don't know when restaurants open or close?
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to show up at that time, that's for sure.
No.
But
no,
I think they open later in the afternoon probably, and then they're open pretty late, I think.
Just as long as you know.
So, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good spot, though. It's really, really good.
Do you bring all your dates there, or you try to mix it up?
I haven't had a date there in a little while.
There you go.
I'm kind of just chilling right now, doing my thing.
That.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's awesome.
No, it's awesome. Yeah. I was in, like, relationships, like, pretty heavily, like, for the last probably, I mean, over the span of the last 10 years or so. So finally, I'm just single and just doing my own thing and
just
chilling.
Just vibing.
Yeah, it's nice.
I love it. Well, we appreciate your time.
I appreciate
y'all.
And
we're going to send you with a shot glass and a sticker.
For sure.
Awesome.
For sure.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I'll be taking shots out of this later tonight.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Take one for me.
I got you.
Not a hard ask, Brittany.
My family gets in today, so.